That's a little bit of an overestimation. There's actually over 440 films representing over 80 countries that are going to play at the festival.
This is David Chen, by the way. I'm talking with the co-host of the Tobolowsky Files radio program you might have heard here on KUOW. What's the one-liner on the Tobolowsky Files?
True stories from life, love, and the entertainment industry as told by actor Stephen Tobolowsky.
Well, let's talk movie entertainment. Narrow it down for us. What are a few of the things you're excited about at TIFF this year?
Well, usually at film festivals around the country and around the world, there's a few movies that end up taking off. They're real crowd pleasers, and they have kind of stories that most people can relate to. One of these films was Little Miss Sunshine, happened a while back, ended up being wildly successful after emerging from the film festival circuit. Are you a fan?
I'm a fan. I saw it. I liked it.
Probably a few films like that this year that are playing at the Seattle International Film Festival. One of them is called The Spectacular Now. This is the newest film by director James Ponsoldt. It is the stars Shailene Woodley, who came to fame when she was in The Descendants a while back. That was the film starring George Clooney that was quite well received. This film is written by Michael H. Weber and Scott Neustadter, who were the writing team behind 500 Days of Summer, a film that I'm particularly fond of. And the Spectacular Now is just a coming-of-age story that I think I've heard is quite sweet and speaks to some eternal truths that most of us can relate to. So that movie is playing on May 24th at the SIFF Cinema Uptown and May 25th at the Harvard Exit Theater.
The Spectacular Now. What's another one that could be breakout?
Well, I think The Way, Way Back, I've heard, is quite good. This movie stars Steve Carell, Toni Collette, Sam Rockwell, and Maya Rudolph. So kind of a big-name cast here. And again, very basic plot. According to the plot summary, this is an uproarious comedy about the funny and sometimes painful summer vacation of an awkward 14-year-old and his dysfunctional family. So,
are we talking about Little Miss Sunshine again?
You know what I mean? Like, it's all about these kids who are growing up, having trouble doing it, and then maybe they meet people that help them along the way.
All right. What else about SIFF this year? Has maybe something a little lower profile?
Okay, well, I'm a big fan of the documentarian Alex Gibney. This guy seems to churn out a documentary every few months. I mean, he is just out of the control of these documentaries. But even in the worst one of his documentaries, there's usually something that he's unearthed, some kind of footage, some kind of insight that makes it worth watching. This guy directed movies such as Taxi to the Dark Side, No End in Sight, and Enron, The Smartest Guys in the Room. He has a film out at SIFF this year. It's called We Steal Secrets, The Story of WikiLeaks. It's playing on May 17th and May 18th at the SIFF Cinema Uptown, and it's about the entire WikiLeaks saga, Julian Assange, Bradley Manning. If you're into political drama, real-life political drama, I think this is probably something that you're going to find pretty riveting.
Talking Seattle International Film Festival with local film critic David Chen. David, your next pick sounds profoundly disturbing.
Well, one of my picks is VHS 2, and this is a sequel to VHS. This combines two of my favorite things. One of them is found footage movies, and one of them is anthology movies. Now, are you familiar with the found footage genre, Bill?
They make hay out of a piece of tape they found, like I'm thinking Blair Witch Project.
Yeah, that's a good one, right? So the sort of concept of the movie is that you're watching something that someone actually shot in real life. So
they excitedly put it into their machine to see what this is.
Well, the thing that's funny about most of these movies is you think to yourself, why would they be recording? Like, they're running for their lives. Why are they recording, you know, something still? But despite that, I really liked VHS. And VHS 2, which features seven directors, I think is also going to be quite good. I've heard really good things about it. I've heard that the problems with VHS 1, like, for example, a pretty weak bookending segment, a pretty weak beginning and end, I've heard are fixed for VHS 2. So really looking forward to this. This is playing on May 18th at the Egyptian and May 21st at the AMC Pacific Place.
We've got time for one more critic's pick from Seattle International Film Festival. David, what's one more?
Well, I'm also looking forward to this movie called Stories We Tell, which is a documentary by director Sarah Polley. You may know director Sarah Polley as an actress. She was in films such as Go, The Sweet Hereafter, and the new Dawn of the Dead film. I haven't been a fan of her directorial efforts, like Take This Waltz and Away From Her, but I've heard Stories We Tell is quite remarkable, very personal, and very moving. So Stories We Tell by director Sarah Polley, I'm really looking forward to it, and that is playing on May 17th at the Harvard Exit and May 19th at the SIFF Cinema Uptown.
He hasn't seen these movies, but he's looking forward to them, and maybe you should too.
I agree. I mean, what better, you know, things are better when you're looking forward to them. When you see them, there's all of these disappointments. They might not be that good. But right now, before you've seen the movie and you're looking forward to it, that's like the best time for a film reviewer, film critic, film fan.
Sweet anticipation of the Seattle International Film Festival, which runs through June 9th. David Chen is editor-at-large at slashfilm.com, in addition to his Tobolowsky Files co-hostership. David, great to talk to you.
Thank you, Bill.